Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, High School Edition, where we highlight happenings at the secondary level. This week, we take you to Southern Manchester, inside Crosskeys High School. I'm Andre Power. Stay tuned. In Southern Manchester, on the plateau of the Don Figaro Mountains, is where you'll find Crosskeys High School. Interestingly, from certain sections of the school, you can actually see parts of Jamaica's south coast. The institution opened its gates to students in 1976 as a junior secondary school. It was later upgraded to a full high school in the 1990s. For a while, Crosskeys wasn't the school of choice for residents of Mandeville and its surrounding communities, as many of the students had disciplinary challenges and underperformed academically. The school decided to take action.
So one of the things that we did was to put in a pull-out reading program, and actually had a literacy program implemented that had a correctional reading program. Then we had a library with activities to boost reading, and we had a monthly literacy activity which went across the school.
Principal at Crosskeys High School, Ralph Nelson. The results of the program were remarkable. Students started to develop a love for learning, and passes in CSEC improved along with overall discipline.
Because one of the things that we did was not to ask teachers to recommend students, but to let students know that they had the opportunity to take exams. And so we found out that given the opportunity, students were able to try. Maybe they were not successful at first, but we also had what we call a repeat program, where students who showed the promise and showed that they really were settling down, but you know, time ran out on them, we gave them an extra year. And that bore fruits, where we had students passing 5 and 6 subjects.
Mr. Nelson says his vision for his students is that all leave Crosskeys with a marketable skill.
So we're encouraging them that when they leave school, they have this skill that they can either get a job in or create their own employment and employment for others. And the areas are not just the traditional welding and woodwork and so on. We try to use marketable skills. For example, we have AC and refrigeration. We have auto mechanics. We have home chef for the foods people. We also have a CAP program where we help these students who have, you know, graduated, but they still have some certification to complete.
Principal Crosskeys High School, Ralph Nelson. A large part of the success of the school is down to the hard work of its dedicated teachers. Don't take our word for it. Hear what some of the students have to say. First up, head girl Britannia Wilson.
They spend a lot of time with us. They have evening classes. They have classes on Saturdays that we don't have to pay them for. They create WhatsApp groups so that they can give us extra information and things like that.
Okay, my name is Joshua Wright, head boy of Crosskeys High School. Some students believe that the school is not doing so well, but I look at it the other way, because when I look at some other schools, I say Crosskeys is doing very well compared to other schools. And they've done so much to try to help the students just in many different ways.
This young student had no problem recommending her school to others, contemplating where to go next year.
Well, my name is Danielle Elisa Brown. I am in third form. I would encourage them to come because out there, you know, you're going to have bad things and good things about the school. But I would encourage them to come and see for themselves. It's not the school that you go, it's what you go there to do.
That's it for this week's Jamaica's Promise. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a secondary school, let us know, and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Send an email to radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.